Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stearns's comments about how they see this offseason and the flexibility they have financially, and how also, you know, they don't want to do anything to hamstring that financial stability of moving forward year after year after year. And I guess there is a conversation about what kind of GM or what kind of president of baseball operations he wants to be and who he wants to emulate. And we know he's coming from a small market. I think there is a combination that everybody, money and smarts, money and different ways of thinking and building a team. And you could have a conversation around Brian Cashman too. And we'll get to maybe some of the Brian Cashman comments, which I did touch on the other day, but has now blown up. I touched on yesterday, I believe. But everyone just seems to think, oh, you got a small market team. You've done really well with it, right, Milwaukee? So surely, if you add money to it, I mean, oh, it's just going to be a great balance of the two. And I mean, that makes tons of sense. And you look at the high-priced GMs and you go, man, oh, if Cashman had to deal with what Stearns had to deal without Milwaukee, he would have failed and this one would have failed. But let's just not forget, to his point about wanting to keep the flexibility, heavy lies the crown. Heavy lies the crown of having that financial flexibility. You have to go out and spend big money when opportunity presents itself. You have to go. Like, the fans won't understand why you don't go out and get someone or do something to a team that just falls short. Say next year they're in the NLCS again with a better team, perhaps, scoring more runs, more dominant, but don't get to the World Series. Figure out a way to stub their toe. And suddenly it's like, well, we don't have enough. Let's go out and get the next big star. Well, the next big star is kind of 31, 32. I don't know. Blah, blah. No, it doesn't matter. Need that guy. Then suddenly that guy hampers the team a little bit. Now you're in some, like, Giancarlo Stanton, for example. Right? 2017, you fall just short. The offense doesn't score runs. Let's go out and get the MVP. Now, he's been utterly brilliant in the postseason, but I think any Yankee fan, even ones who love Giancarlo, like myself, and who've defended Giancarlo, like myself, would have to admit, you know, his aging has been far worse than we could have ever imagined. He misses time constantly. He hasn't been anywhere near the MVP caliber player, during the regular season at least, that he's been prior to becoming a New York Yankee. And in many ways, he's hampered their ability to have successful seasons and be the number one seed and have better playoff matchups like they had this year. I mean, but up until this moment where he's killing it, people have killed Brian Cashman for that. Whoa, what a terrible trade. Those are the kind of things you kind of have to do. Those are the kind of moves the fan base will clamor for. You don't have the ability of the Rays to trade away successful players and get back younger, more players that'll help you in the future and be that kind of smart organization. You can't afford to not sign stars. You can't. We'll find out. It is not as easy as just, hey, look at what he did in Milwaukee, add money to that, here we go. So we'll see if he leans more towards let's be smart, or he leans more towards, hey, I got some money. We got a core here that can win. We would just, in the NLCS, let's go win a championship and spend some money and bring in Juan Soto and bring in Corbin Burns and bring in this one and that one. And it sounds all wonderful until Corbin Burns, like every other pitcher in this league, you know, I'm not rooting for it necessarily, goes down with an injury. Now where are you? When you got $33 million or more than that invested in a starting pitcher who doesn't pitch. Heavy lies the crown.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.